WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Sanders tops Clinton, stabbing spree. I'm Elliot Francis. Bernie Sanders wins Tuesday's Democratic primary in West Virginia. It's Sanders' second straight primary victory over Hillary Clinton. More from correspondent Ryan Nobles.
Hillary Clinton lost the Democratic primary fight in West Virginia Tuesday night, but she's not spending much time focusing on her primary opponent, Bernie Sanders. Instead, her attacks are all focused on Donald Trump. She did not speak at all after losing West Virginia, a loss that her aides blame on a remark that she made about shutting down coal plants. Clinton still has what many believe is an insurmountable delegate lead as she marches toward the Democratic primary nomination. In Washington, I'm Ryan Nobles.
Donald Trump won primaries in both West Virginia and Nebraska. Well, two are dead and four others injured after a man went on a stabbing spree in Taunton, Massachusetts. Police say Arthur DeRosa attacked people at a home, then at the Silver City Galleria Mall. DeRosa was later shot by a police officer. I'm Elliot Francis. A visit to Hiroshima will be part of President Obama's upcoming trip to Japan. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
The White House says President Obama will not apologize to Japan for what happened in Hiroshima 71 years ago. And spokesman Josh Earnest emphasized there will be no second-guessing then-President Harry Truman's decision to drop the first atomic bomb ever in war, looking to force the Japanese to surrender.
The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
Mr. Obama will be the first sitting president to visit Hiroshima, where tens of thousands died in a matter of seconds and over many months. Bob Costantini, The White House.
A man described by police as emotionally disturbed has been detained outside singer Taylor Swift's home in Manhattan. It happened about 6 p.m. Tuesday. Police say the unidentified man was taken to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Virginia's former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli says Donald Trump must show consistent patterns of conservatism if he wants to unite the GOP. Cuccinelli headed the delegate wrangling process for Ted Cruz's presidential bid. Appearing alongside Cuccinelli on PBS's NewsHour, Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, who heads Trump's Virginia campaign. Stewart says Trump is conservative. Later this morning, hundreds of local grocery store workers will head to Giant Foods headquarters to protest what could be the loss of their jobs.
Giant employees across the region are concerned that a merger between their company and the parent company of Food Lion will result in layoffs. Jonathan Williams with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union says employees haven't been given any real information about what the future holds, so they're taking matters into their own hands.
We launched a campaign called Save My Store and have gathered thousands of signatures on a petition.
Today, they'll deliver those signatures to Giant's headquarters in Landover. He says if stores have to be sold, they want the new owner to abide by the current collective bargaining agreement. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines comes back before a federal appeals court in a few hours. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond in February raised concerns about the constitutionality of the restrictions. The panel sent a lawsuit challenging those provisions back to the judge who had upheld them. But the state of Maryland then appealed that decision to the full 15-member appeals court, which in turn now will hear arguments later this morning. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,928. The NASDAQ at 48,10. Sports, it's all over for the Caps. They lose to the Penguins in overtime in Game 6. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Tigers. The Orioles beat the Twins. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, great start. Maryland, Virginia. Virginia, do watch. We have a stalled car able to get over to the shoulder, but still see some flashing lights. Northbound 95, Virginia, you come up to Route 1 in Woodbridge. It's over on the shoulder in the express lanes. 66 lanes are open. Greenway, toll road, no early problems reported here. For 270, 95, BW Parkway, good. No problems if we're heading into town. If you're coming off of, say, 50 in the BW Parkway, I'm still looking at a nice quiet ride and heading up to New York Avenue through the signal lights toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to roll over the next couple of days with a drier weather in the forecast, and that means one dry day coming up tomorrow. A few showers today, first half of the day mainly, maybe a rumble of thunder. 70 this afternoon, mostly cloudy, could be a passing shower tonight, 58. Tomorrow just cloudy, no mention of rain, there's a change, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 54 in Leesburg, 52 in Bowie, 54 degrees in Washington. Queen Elizabeth is caught on camera saying something less than complimentary about Chinese officials. See that video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday. Time to get up and get around. You know, and guess what? Grab the umbrella. Yes, another day of rain. Day number 14. 7:05 this morning, we'll talk to Montgomery Council member Roger Berliner about a very expensive idea to provide bus service to, what is it, 60 people? 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, we'll talk politics with Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. And then at 8:35, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen on federal threats to shut down the metro system if things don't get better and get better quick. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There have been a whole lot of developments in the ongoing saga of Hillary Clinton's private email server, as well as the Select Committee on the Benghazi attacks from 2012. A whole lot of developments indeed. And yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, he sits on that Select Committee. He was my guest, and we went through a lot of different aspects of this story. We're going to hear this interview now, and then actually we have even more developments that have come up since this 5 o'clock interview yesterday. But my first question to Congressman Jordan had to do with this letter, this memo that was sent by the Pentagon. The Assistant Secretary of Defense in charge of legislative affairs sends a letter that sounds more like something that came out of the Hillary Clinton campaign, basically saying that this committee is wasting the government and the people's time and money with this investigation. I asked Congressman Jordan, what kind of things are they still trying to find out from the Pentagon?
Here's a couple of examples. We asked the Department of Defense. We said, look, we want to know who were flying the drones that night. And initially they were giving us all kind of, well, we don't know. It's tough to figure that. Greatest military in the world, we want to know who were flying the drone pilots. It's one thing to talk to generals and admirals, important guys who've served our country, and we have the utmost respect for them. But the guys on the soldiers on the ground doing the task, those are people you want to talk to, too, when you're trying to get to the truth. And one thing we do know is the Department of Defense showed us a map of the assets available that night, September 11, 2012, and it was a map that was incomplete. So we want to get the complete picture, the complete information, and that means talking to relevant and important personnel who were serving our country that night, what happened and what they were involved
Congressman,
in. That's what we're trying to do.
Does this go to the question of whether there was a stand-down order, who exercised that order, who was responsible for the order, if there was one?
It goes to the charge of the committee. The charge of the committee is to get to the truth. There were four Americans who gave their life for their country: Sean Smith, Ambassador Stevens, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Doherty. Their families and the American taxpayers want to know what happened, and we want to do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's what our charge is. If it involves that, or you know what the implication, that's right. All secondary. What we're focused on is the task that was given to
Stephen
us.
Stephen Hedger is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Legislative Affairs. He's the guy whose job it is to work with Congress on things like this. He's the one who gave you what sounded like a campaign letter. Are you going over his head? What is the Defense Secretary Carter saying?
We're just
going
to keep pushing until we get there. I mean, it's frankly, if we would have had a little more help from this administration, and I'm not talking about Department of Defense necessarily here, but I'm talking about the administration, State Department, CIA, for goodness sake, Clinton's personal lawyers. If we'd had a little more help, we might have been able to get to the truth in a much more timely fashion. That's what's been the most frustrating. And look, I'm on the Government Oversight Committee too. I've dealt with the IRS, and I know what it's like. But this has been unbelievable. So that's been the biggest frustration.
Let's go now to these missing emails from Mr. Pagliano of the State Department. The State Department is now saying that they've lost all the archived copies of emails.
Shazam.
That he sent. Yeah. So tell me what you know about that, and have you received any emails? I'm sure you subpoenaed some as well in this.
Well,
case.
I mean, you know, the Benghazi committee. We're not in the email committee, as the chairman has said before. But this is hilarious. I mean, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so serious. It's like, you know, Shazam. We can't find the guy who took the fifth. We can't find his emails. Now, wait a minute. I think I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
The lady who took the fifth at the IRS. Shazam. We've had a computer problem with hers. And John Koskinen, when he's commissioner, allows 422 backup tapes, potentially 24,000 emails to be destroyed, with two subpoenas and three preservation orders in place. So this is you know, just par for the course for the Obama administration. That's what just drives American taxpayers crazy. So,
but you're not. But you said you're not the email committee. You're not going to follow. The FBI is doing a fine enough job handling that issue.
This is their area. But yeah. I will tell you, I remember the day Mr. Pagliano came in, sat down in front of the Benghazi committee because we wanted to talk to him about the email situation, how it related to Benghazi and how it related to the deaths of these four Americans. And he come in and took the fifth.
Took the fifth, and now all his emails are missing.
Shazam,
as
yeah.
you say.
Who would think?
Meanwhile,
Kate Duvall must still be, you know, Kate Duvall was the lady at the IRS in charge of document production. Then she went to the State Department in charge of document production. She's since left, but I think her spirit's still swirling around over there, keeping us from getting the stuff we're supposed to have.
We're learning now from the Washington Free Beacon that nearly $75,000 of political donations have been donated to Hillary Clinton. It far exceeds any other candidate. In fact, it far exceeds the contribution she received from the Justice Department in 2008 when she first ran for president. Is it time for an independent counsel to look at this? Have you lost faith in this Justice Department?
Well, we called for a special counsel on the IRS. This issue, look, the FBI and the Justice Department have a job to do. But I will tell you, I just frankly don't have a whole lot of faith in the Justice. This is the same Justice Department that said no one was going to be prosecuted in the IRS scandal,
yep.
where they systematically targeted Americans' most cherished right, your right to speak under the First Amendment in a political fashion, and that's what they went after. And we have all kinds of some of the emails we did get from Lois Lerner showing that the intent to go after these Tea Party groups and Republicans are terrible, and the things she said in those emails, and they couldn't show intent. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the... unfortunately, and this is sad. This is sad commentary for our great country, where you have a Justice Department that I think, when it came to the IRS scandal and a host of other things, is more concerned about politics than they are the administration of justice.
Our guest is Representative Jim Jordan. He, of course, out of Ohio, and he sits on the Select Committee on Benghazi. When I do public appearances, when I meet our listeners at any kind of event, they talk about Benghazi. The one question that keeps coming up is, what have we ever learned what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were doing that night when everything came down? Have you ever gotten to that answer?
We know what she was doing because we have the evidence. We talked about this in our hearing. At 10:08, she sends out a statement, the official statement of our government, and she says, some have sought to justify this vicious behavior as a response to inflammatory material posted on the Internet, blaming it on a video. But less than an hour later, she says to her family, she's sending them a different story. She tells her family, terrorists killed two of our people tonight. The next day, she says to the Egyptian prime minister, we know the video had nothing to do with it. It was a planned attack, not a protest. So she says one thing privately. She says an entirely different story to the taxpayers, to the citizens, and most important, to the families of those four brave Americans. That's what she was doing that night, spinning a story to the American people, but saying something completely different to her family and to heads of state around the world.
Ohio is going to be a very important state in the presidential election. First of all, have you declared your support for the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump?
Yeah, I've said all along, I'm for the Republican nominee because, I mean, again, just what I said there about their likely nominee, you cannot have people in the highest office in the land who don't communicate in a straightforward way with the American people. You just cannot have that.
And given that, Congressman Jordan, in our final minute here, Donald Trump's campaign sent out a video today, 30 seconds, blistering Hillary Clinton on the Benghazi story, very specific on the Benghazi story, showing the family members of the four brave men that lost their lives that night. As you stump in Ohio on behalf of Donald Trump, what case will you make?
I'll be making a case that just what I said to you, because I've seen the evidence. I saw the email that went to her family. I saw the call notes that went to the Egyptian head of state, and I know the official statement that became the statement of our government that night at 10:08. So I've seen that, and I'll make that case. At a critical moment, can you have someone, when four Americans were fighting for their lives, four Americans gave their lives, can you have someone who won't communicate in a straightforward way with the American people as commander-in-chief?
Has Chairman Gowdy indicated when the report will be final?
We're working on it, and we're trying to go as quickly as we can. Like I said before, it'd have been nice if we'd got a little cooperation from the administration.
Yeah, and for that matter, from the State Department directly. All right, thank you, Representative Jim Jordan. It's always good to have you. And that was yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, Jim Jordan. A lot there, but guess what? There's even more that we have learned about the Benghazi attacks, the investigation therein, and the email scandal. Stay here. We've got plenty more in just a moment, but first...
Yeah, I have a few things I'd like to say.
I know you do.
I've been very patient, and I have a few things I have to get off my chest. Right now, it's 5:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, an easy look at the early rush hour. Enjoying a light ride around the region. 66, no problems. Greenway Toll Road, 95. I am looking at some of those delays forming here as you push northbound toward the Occoquan out of Dale City. 395 with your travel lanes open. Good trip. Leaving the Beltway, cross the 14th Street Bridge, heading in over the Douglas Bridge, Sousa Bridge, 11th Street Bridges into town. All good. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway with travel lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today is day 14 of measurable precipitation. If everything stays as it is expected to stay, the high today will be around 70, but a 50% chance of rain tonight, a chance of a shower late, and a low of 58. Tomorrow would be day 15 if everything sticks to the forecast. A high of 75, but rain is in the forecast. Friday in the mid-70s, thunderstorms. Saturday, a chance of showers and highs in the upper 60s. And then finally, looks like things may be breaking for us on Sunday with highs in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees at 5:17 here on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Well, you heard what Jim Jordan had to say about the status of the investigation into Benghazi and the fact that, so much stuff seems to be happening here. Emails are lost and they can't get answers and there's blocking and obfuscation and ducking and hiding. And let's just call it what it is, outright lies on behalf of the administration and the former Secretary of State when it comes to Benghazi. And that's the same is true of the IRS investigation. The same is true of the email server investigation. It goes on and on and on. Let me bring you up to date on a couple of more stories here. The Justice Department said Tuesday that it won't seek the death penalty for Ahmed Abu Qatala. This is the Libyan militia leader accused of helping to carry out the attacks on Benghazi in 2012. And he was captured in a raid in 2014 in Libya, brought to the U.S., and they will not pursue the death penalty. How about that?
Yeah, according to reporting from Fox News, some sources have said it's because they're having trouble with witnesses and they're having trouble with certain aspects of the evidence in terms of presenting it in court. They made a big show of catching this guy. In fact, if I remember right, and I do because I just researched it, he was captured on the exact same morning that Hillary Clinton was to give an exclusive interview to Bret Baier and Greta Van Susteren for the first time about Benghazi and about her book that she was rolling out back in 2014.
Which would divert attention to that topic.
That's right. They had a twin narrative that day, the administration did, not just Hillary answering questions about Benghazi, but, hey, we got him. We got him, and now we don't have enough evidence to seek the death penalty.
These people are brilliant
news managers. Here's another story, and this one hacks me off quite a bit. Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, has been interviewed by the FBI about the email server matter. And during the interview, Cheryl Mills and her lawyer got up and left when the FBI broached a topic that the Justice Department had agreed would be off limits. Now, let's just talk about this. You've got an FBI investigator here charged with the task of getting to the truth, right? And the Justice Department, before they ever enter the room, has cut a deal with Cheryl Mills and her lawyer that certain topics are not to be discussed.
Yeah, there's a problem there.
There's a problem with that. Is the Justice Department in this particular case blocking the FBI ability to get to the truth in this matter? It would seem that it is. And then they claim something about client attorney privilege, and when I read the story, it doesn't make any sense because we don't know who the client is and who the attorney is and why there is a privilege being invoked. I'd like an explanation of that. Somebody should give me that answer. That's only fair. So, I mean, this is going on right now. How are we to believe that the FBI can conduct an investigation if the Justice Department is taking the key witnesses and saying, before the investigation, the interrogation even begins, there are certain things that you can't ask about.
According to the Washington Post, the questions that were considered off limits had to do with the procedure used to produce emails to the State Department so they could be released publicly. And Mills is an attorney, and apparently she wasn't supposed to be asked questions about that.
Well,
how dare you ask me questions?
Well, she is
about
an attorney, and she was also
chief of staff.
She was our employee.
She was our employee at that time working for the State Department.
Is she claiming that she was Hillary's attorney? Because I don't think that was her job.
I'd love to know more about that.
Yeah, I need to know more facts here, but this doesn't sound right, and the FBI is being blocked by the Obama Justice Department from getting the very fact. I am so angry about this. And then there's this other thing that happened yesterday. Fox News has done a story about how Ben Rhodes, the things that Ben Rhodes said didn't match up to the actual facts when it came to Benghazi and other things. And James Rosen, a very good reporter, and I must say my personal friend, went back to the record to pull the soundbite from the State Department of something that they said that was going to back up the point that they weren't telling the truth. He found that clip had been edited out. Well, actually, the State Department says it was a glitch, but I can tell you right now, I've seen this so-called glitch. It was a professionally done edit. Somebody went in there and said, take that out. We don't want that in the record. And now they are lying. They're lying to you, and they're lying to me, and they're lying to reporters when say, well, it's some kind of glitch. We don't know what it was. It was done by a professional editor, and these people are lying at every freaking turn, and I'm just about had enough of it.
Brian, this is one of the most transparent administrations in the history.
Don't get me started. They are lying SOBs.
522 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman. Switch your service for free and start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in May, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems to protect your home and family. You'll get reliability, expertise, 40 years experience. You know, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. And listen, if you want to pay a few dollars more, they've got all these bells and whistles, all this cool technology. You'll be able to turn your system on and off right there on your smartphone. You'll be able to see who's coming through the back door of your house when you're not there. Is it the kids after school or is it somebody else? You'll know. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. Dial this number, 888-999-1070, or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is 5:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 coming out of Frederick. Just seeing the normal volume for this time in the morning start to grow as you push south over the Monocacy toward Route 80. Again, down past the exit 4109. Just a little bit of that congestion starting to form. Good. Nice, mellow start here to the commute around the Beltway. We like this. Around Maryland, Virginia Beltway, no issues reported. 66. Good. Nice and quiet, both inside and outside of the Beltway. For 95, just a little bit sluggish northbound as we push out of Stafford toward Aquia. Dale City to Woodbridge, definitely seeing those brake lights for sure. Heading in through town across the 14th Street Bridge, good. Over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, you're going onto Constitution Avenue. That looks good with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get a little more rain today. Not going to be a bunch of rain, but some. A few showers around, mainly during the morning hours this afternoon. Overcast and about 70 degrees. Might even mix in a rumble of thunder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is 5:26 on WMAL. Let me just, before we go on to this next story, let me just say I apologize for getting so excited about and irritated about what's been going on.
Why apologize?
Well, somebody's got to get angry.
Well, I'm
about
telling
this.
You, it is getting to the point where just about everything that comes out of this administration's mouth is a lie. I mean, it is ridiculous how these people have reached the point where they can't even tell what is true and what is not true. They've lied so much, and they're covering up so many of their lies that there is nothing coming out of this administration right now except, you know, untruth.
Brian, the day we start apologizing for being passionate about exposing this administration for their obfuscation and lies is the day that we just hang it up. I'm sorry. I don't accept your apology.
Well,
In fact, I expect you to get angrier.
Well,
I am
angry. And what makes me mad is that there aren't more people mad. You ought to be apoplectic about what this administration is pulling.
No. People are really mad that Donald Trump got the nomination, and it's really important for them to sit one out on principles so that Hillary Clinton, the woman at the center of this thing that ended up for Americans dying in Benghazi, so she can be the commander-in-chief, because then that'll fix the Republican Party.
Well, we'll talk about this more as the morning progresses, no doubt. It's 5:27.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Not available in all states. Looking for the most exciting new franchise opportunity that's a guaranteed hit with consumers? Well, look no further. Introducing Reese's Irvy's world's first frozen yogurt vending robot. The revolutionary, high-tech, first-of-its-kind approach to frozen yogurt franchising. Imagine a fully automated robot serving up to 9 flavors of frozen yogurt and 6 delicious toppings in 60 seconds or less. These robots are a huge hit in malls, quick-serve restaurants, hospitals, theme parks, movie theaters, supermarkets, practically anywhere. Because we secure premium locations for our franchisees, and with the high profit margin, you're insured the fastest possible return on your investment. If you're looking to start your own franchise and be the first in your market to unveil this groundbreaking, revolutionary, high profit vending robot, just go to froyofranchising.com right now. So go now to froyofranchising.com and find out how we can help you secure premium locations and get started today. Locations are going fast, so act now to take part in the future of frozen yogurt. That's froyofranchising.com. Again, froyofranchising.com.
Coming up, the story of how people in Montgomery County, the elected officials there, are about to spend a lot of money to provide bus service to just a few people. I mean, it's a lot of money and just a few people. Does this make sense? Also, we gave the results of what happened in West Virginia. Good night for Donald Trump. Bad night for Hillary Clinton. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
We've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Experts say Bernie Sanders' win in West Virginia will do little to slow down Hillary Clinton on the way to the Democratic presidential nomination, but Sanders still holds on to slim hopes and vows to fight on. Meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump won West Virginia and Nebraska, but some GOP leaders continue to shy away from supporting him. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who was the head of the Ted Cruz delegate wrangling process, says Trump is going to have to show a consistent pattern of conservatism if he wants to unify the Republican Party.
We really want to see some overlap on positions and on beliefs and some credibility put behind those positions that we can rely on them.
Cuccinelli spoke on PBS's NewsHour. At least 2 people are dead, 4 others injured after a bizarre stabbing rampage in Taunton, Massachusetts.
After attacking 2 women in a Massachusetts neighborhood, Arthur DeRosa drove a stolen car to a nearby mall where he plowed it through a store entrance. Police say he made his way to an Italian restaurant.
As he was coming, he was slashing people, and people were throwing chairs at him and stuff.
Authorities say he stabbed at least 4 people there.
We were sitting in the car right in front of the main entrance, and we saw a pregnant lady being pulled out, and she was holding onto her stomach, screaming and crying for her baby.
An off-duty deputy sheriff ended the carnage. DeRosa was shot 1 time and was later pronounced dead at the hospital. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A federal appeals court in Richmond takes up Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,928, the NASDAQ at 48,10. Sports, an overtime loss in Pittsburgh sends the Caps home. Their season's over. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Tigers. The O's eke out a 9th-inning win over the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed 3 other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market? Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, both inside and outside of the Beltway. I'm looking at a smooth, decent trip. 95, I do see some brake lights pushing north out of Stafford. And again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. 395, no road work, no delays. Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge. If you're on the George Washington Parkway, say coming out of Old Town Alexandria toward the 14th Street Bridge, coming off of the Memorial Bridge toward the 14th Street Bridge. Oh, it's a good time to get going nice and early. 270, we do hit the delays. Volume early out of Frederick, down toward the Monocacy, and again past the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Gainesville, 52 in Waldorf, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner. 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, we'll talk politics with Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. And then at 8:35, Councilmember Charles Allen on apparently the feds are saying that they might shut down Metro if things don't get better and get better quick. We'll get his take on it. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Oh, help me spend my money. A fascinating story popping up in Montgomery County, Maryland, and it really does affect, in a larger sense, people who live in any suburban area around Washington, D.C. It has to do with what is known as the suburbanization of poverty. Now, let me explain. There's in this area, oftentimes when you think of people who live in poverty, you think of people in the urban center. You think of people who live in certain areas of Washington, D.C., in the metro area specifically, that are impoverished. And people who are living in poverty often can't afford a car or other private means of transportation. But if you're living in a major metropolitan area, you are usually accommodated with transportation needs by the metro, by the bus service or by the train service that has been designed specifically to move people around a major urban center and also have a cheap alternative for people who can't afford a car or other means of transportation, okay, like a taxi. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Well, there has been a phenomenon over the last two decades in that many people who lived in poverty for many, many years, they're moving out into suburban and rural areas, in many cases because of rich, yuppie kind of hipsters who want to live downtown. And so, you know, the property owners in cities can make a whole lot of money converting those neighborhoods into an area where rich people can live. And
so-called gentrification.
Yeah, right. Where do the poor people go? All right. Now, that's partly in play here in this story in Montgomery County having to do with Tobytown. Tobytown is a little unique, though, and this is off River Road. It's just past very wealthy Potomac there. As soon as you get past Potomac, you go another mile and a half or 2 miles, and you hit Tobytown. And this is a historic neighborhood. It is very much like Potomac in that there are large expanses of land between homes. It's relatively rural. There are no sidewalks. And to walk to River Road, which is the major thoroughfare just off the CNO canal there, you got to walk in the middle of the street, which is not always easy to do, but that's sort of the rural feel out there, right?
Right.
And if you've got your beautiful BMW to drive down that beautiful tree-lined rural street, you don't have to worry about the fact that there are no sidewalks. Well, the people in Tobytown, there's about 65 of them, I'm told, and this is a historically black town. This is a part of Montgomery County that was first originally really settled by former slaves. It's been impoverished for quite some time, and they say they can't get to work. You know, you say to the poor people, okay, you're poor, get a job. Well, they say, well, we can't get to the job because we can't afford a car. So, okay, we'll take the bus. Well, there is no bus. And
we're in Tobytown. We don't have buses.
We don't have buses. And to walk to a bus, we got to walk in the middle of the street, sometimes a mile and a half or 2 miles to get to a bus stop, and it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So Montgomery County has figured out a solution for these people.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
$400,000 mm-hmm. to take 45 riders per day back and forth to the Rockville Metro stop. The mm-hmm. bus service will run every 60 to 75 minutes from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And of the 60 people who live in Tobytown, 26 live in a subsidized housing townhouse community. They're estimating 45 people will use this on a daily basis.
Yeah, really? 45?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Out of 65 people, 45 are going to ride the bus.
That's what they say, and it'll cost...
I don't buy that number. Yeah.
And it's going to cost $400,000 per year.
I just pulled out my calculator here on my smartphone.
Yes.
And that comes to $8,888 per person.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to buy them all an inexpensive car?
Buy them a clunker. Exactly.
That's right. I mean, for $8,000, you can get a car that runs pretty well.
Well, I will tell you, they have thought of a lot of different things in the past. First, the Montgomery County bought them a van. They said, well, we'll buy you a van. Here, you got a van, and you guys, I got to say, this was a pretty good solution. They bought a van, and I don't like the fact that taxpayers pay for it, but, you know, listen, they had a little extra lying around. So they bought them a big van, one of those big passenger vans, seats about 10, 12, 15 mm-hmm. people, and they said, you guys take care of yourselves, which is a great thing, right? We'll supply the van, but you take it from there. One of the residents in Tobytown was in charge of the van. He didn't keep the van in very good condition. He didn't keep a very good schedule, and that plan didn't go very far.
Mm.
Now, you would have think they would have been able to take care of themselves.
If they wanted this kind exactly. of transportation, seems like they would have taken care of that.
And the Montgomery County Council did not say that to them. Instead, they said, okay, we understand. You can't take care of a van.
So well.
You can't maintain a schedule. So here's another idea. We're going to give you vouchers for taxis.
Mm-hmm.
Use these vouchers. We'll give you a certain limit of vouchers per month. Use those for the taxis, and that'll get you to where you need to go. Well, they bled through those vouchers really quickly because they were taking them point to point. They weren't taking them to the bus stop with the taxi. No, they were saying, okay, take me to this house here.
Oh, no.
And so
that wasn't the idea.
That's going to get kind of expensive as well. So listen, Roger Berliner, bless his heart, he is a council member from Montgomery County, and he thinks it's a great idea to spend this $400,000. And he said, by the way, sometimes it's not about making good fiscal sense. We are responsible for doing the right thing. There are times you have to make choices between being fiscally responsible and being socially responsible, and this is one of those times. So we will speak with him about
this. Yeah, we'll talk to him about that.
You might want to hear that conversation.
And that'll happen
coming up at 7:05.
7:05. Yeah. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This week, at the 2016 Invictus Games in Orlando, Florida, Great Britain's Prince Harry, former President George W. Bush, and service members from each of their nations led a discussion on invisible wounds. The symposium, presented by the George W. Bush Institute, sought to destigmatize the victims of post-traumatic stress and other injuries that are not readily visible. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
It is now 5:45. That means it's time here on WMAL for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Greenbelt, broken down cars reported on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if you're coming off of the Beltway and heading northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right as you approach 193 Greenbelt Road, U.S. Park Police told me they're on their way to this report of a broken down. So if you're at speed, be very careful. 270 south out of Frederick. Yep, brake lights with us already as you head south past 80 down toward the exit for 109. Nothing reported along the way. 66, a little bit sluggish here through Manassas towards Centerville. Had a stalled car, but quickly over to the shoulder. That was the same story on the Beltway in Annandale as you push past the Little River Turnpike. Broken down, also clear. Broken down seems to be the theme. Let's go 95 north in Stafford. Volume, brake lights as you pass at Dale City, past the Potomac Mill sign, heading toward the Occoquan. And on Metro Rail's Green Line, residual delays toward Greenbelt from an earlier train malfunction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower, 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
We won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Yeah, it was a good night for Bernie Sanders in West Virginia. He won handily there. The final vote was, let me see, I've got it right here somewhere. Bernie Sanders, 51%, Hillary Clinton, 36% of the vote in West Virginia. Sanders walks away with 16 delegates. Hillary still gets 11. But nonetheless, again, another loss for Hillary. She stumbled badly in West Virginia because it all started when she said this.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Yeah, I mean, that was not the thing to say when you have to win in West Virginia and other white coal-producing states. Kentucky comes to mind, Ohio, you know, those kind of states are important. Yeah. If not in the primaries, in the general election, and you shouldn't be saying something like that if you want to be elected.
Well, although we know you're going to do that. You just don't say
That's right. I
mean, that's the irony here. Yeah. Bernie Sanders actually is harder on coal than Hillary is, but Hillary, you know, she was actually honest about it.
Yeah, so anyway, big loss there for Hillary, big win for Bernie Sanders. It goes without saying, Donald Trump won in West Virginia because he really doesn't have any competition at the moment, and in Nebraska as well. So a good night for Donald Trump. I don't want to short shrift him there, but, I mean, he's on the march, and he's going to be the nominee.
Well, although it should be pointed out, yesterday, for some inexplicable reason, Ted Cruz on the Glenn Beck radio program said, well, you know, if if I suddenly see a path to victory to the nomination, I'll restart my campaign. I mean, if I win Nebraska, what the heck is he talking about?
I don't know. He sort of walked that back later, I think. But you're right. It was a sort of a head-scratching moment. There is no pathway.
I think he just wanted to keep Glenn Beck from crying. He said, don't worry, Glenn. Always hope, Glenn.
By the way, the majority of Hillary voters were older, and the majority of Sanders voters were younger. Just as interesting again. By the way, there is an interesting thing happening on the nationwide polls. Reuters has a rolling poll. Every day they go out and question people, and then they do a three-day or four-day average. I forget which it is, but they do an average. And you know what? There's a very interesting development here. If the election were held today, and then the election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Hillary would get 41.3% of the vote, and Trump would get 40. I mean, that's pretty amazing. It's within the margin of error. And by the way, about 18.7% of people either did not want to vote for either of them, said they would not vote, or refused to answer the question. But still, the numbers there have closed dramatically, and there are other polls that suggest the same is true. So it's not just those guys. So now that's the results of what happened on election night. A pretty good night for Bernie Sanders, though, and I think it shows the weakness of Hillary as a candidate. I mean, yeah. I think if there's a narrative that comes out of the developments in West Virginia, it is that Hillary cannot put this guy away. I think that speaks to her weakness in the general election, because there are a great number of Democrats who just, you know, don't like her and don't want to vote for her.
Oh, there's a lot of Republicans and independents that don't like her either.
I know, but I mean, she's got to have the Democrats. And if they're sort of lukewarm about her, and they want to see somebody else like Bernie Sanders, for God's sakes, a known communist, or at least a socialist for sure, it speaks to some real problems for that candidacy.
Yeah, and what's interesting, again, it's the same thing. She has been spending all of her time focusing on Donald Trump and the general election. And when she does that, she doesn't do very well at all. Mm-mm. So yesterday she was out there talking about, you know, getting affordable daycare for working moms. Now listen, I'm sure that they focus grouped this and they've decided that this is how they're going to get suburban moms to vote for her, to talk about getting free daycare out there. But I don't know. When you put her up against somebody who is saying, we're going to talk about free trade, we're going to talk about immigration, we're going to talk about jobs, you know, free daycare doesn't really measure up, I don't think.
We'll talk to Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics about the results from yesterday, coming up at 8:05. It is now 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Remember the other day I told you the Obama Justice Department will no longer call convicts and felons convicts and felons? Well, now we get news that Obama's education department's making it easier for convicts and felons to enroll in college. The DOJ has issued a resource guide that gives colleges alternatives instead of asking applicants for their criminal histories. The first rule is don't ask. The regime says that colleges should wait until after an admission decision has been made to ask about an applicant's criminal record. In other words, admit first and then ask if the new entrant happens to be a felon. The second rule is don't tell. The regime says that colleges should instruct students very early in the application process how to narrowly answer questions about their criminal history. In other words, how to lie. The third rule, don't judge. The regime wants colleges to give accepted incoming ex-cons an opportunity to explain their criminal records. Colleges should also train admission staff on the proper ways to use criminal histories, or basically to ignore them. Secretary of Education John King Jr. says the Obama regime believes in second chances and fairness, and the college admission process should not be a roadblock to opportunity. So sure, why not give your average ex-con a chance to sit next to your average young law-abiding college kid? It's only fair. I mean, what in the name of Sam Hill could possibly go wrong?
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Does that sound like you? Well, if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today is your lucky day. Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. GenuCell uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. GenuCell works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love GenuCell, and I love that they stand behind their product and offer guarantees just like that. Now, during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order of GenuCell absolutely free. But it gets better. Call now, and Chamonix is going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours free when you try GenuCell today. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry now. This sale is going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It is now 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield and heading up toward I-66. Be careful on the Interloop. We have two separate problems. We had a stalled, a broken down car on the Interloop near Little River Turnpike, and now in that same area, reports of a crash, even though the broken down was out of the way. They've cleared the broken down on 66. Gone. No longer on the shoulder. Eastbound, though, watch for delays still, and pushing slowly through Manassas toward Centerville. No problems to report around the Beltway, Maryland. Topside looks good in Bethesda, over to the Wilson Bridge and Greenbelt, all checking out fine. Northbound Baltimore Washington Parkway, just north of the Beltway, reports of a stalled. And on 270, the volume with us out of Frederick, down toward the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get a little more rain today. Not going to be a bunch of rain, but some. A few showers around, mainly during the morning hours this afternoon. Overcast and about 70 degrees. Might even mix in a rumble of thunder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Got him looking on a fastball.
Averages 10 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched.
Got it.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Gio Gonzalez.
Got him. Change up, down and away.
Makes the Marlins mad.
And he's all locked up.
Hit for the social site. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts Friday night at 6:30 on Messin 2.
Hey, with all of this rain we've had, have you heard that familiar sound of water lapping over the sides of your clogged gutters, splatting on the ground outside your window? That's a serious problem. That may actually be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or soil being eroded. You need LeafGuard, the one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters do not clog. If they did, which they won't, you can rest assured they carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. Now, if you've been thinking about installing the LeafGuard system on your home, I want you to pay really close attention. A special offer. This month, get 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. If you've ever thought about making the purchase, I'm promising you, you won't get a better deal than this one. GuttersMaryland.com. That's where you go to schedule your free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. GuttersMaryland.com. That's GuttersMaryland.com.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help. by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL.
Budweiser changing the name of their beer this year to America. Why?
The president is going to go to Hiroshima, and he's going to say we shouldn't have nuclear weapons. We should have a nuclear-free world. Is that really a good idea? We'll take your calls. 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL.